run out, yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLAA, CRRR, MMDRA, HA, FAIR, or any of the Anons, or none of them, their guys. Shelley is going to get coffee. But welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Mark.
Shelley.
You kind of pulled the trigger on starting the show before you checked to see if everyone was ready to go.
Well, you know, I was just trying to get us out of here in a reasonable time.
That'd be okay.
But, we, you know, Shelley's just going to get a cup, you know. She didn't take my cup with me because she's mad.
You know what? You and I can banter without her.
We could have he said, he said.
I know. So, Bruce, you went and spoke at a meeting on Friday.
I did.
How was that?
Well, first of all, it was raining hell's bells in Southern
California. That was the hardest rain I've ever driven in my life.
And this gal, Julie, who is a Facebook friend, sent me a message and said, could you speak at my meeting? And the meeting is in a town called Lancaster. And Lancaster is not exactly right around the corner from where I live. Matter of fact, I can drive to Palm Springs in the same amount of time I can drive to Lancaster.
Yes.
I can pretty much drive to San Diego in the same amount of time to Lancaster. So what I said is, I'm going to go real early. I'm going to miss rush hour because it's going to be raining hell's bells. It's a two-lane highway for a lot of the way, two lanes on each side. And not a good place to be in rush hour. So I left here like 1:30 in the afternoon for an 8 p.m. meeting.
Yep.
Got out there, had some lunch, found a movie theater, went to see London Has Fallen, which...
good movie.
I liked it. I think that the trailer shows a little too much because they go to... And this isn't a secret. In the trailer, it shows a helicopter getting shot down and... So when they get to the scene where they're all climbing in the helicopter, I'm like, oh,
this is gonna turn out bad.
I know they're not going to get where they're going because some guy on a rooftop is going to shoot them with a rocket launcher. But then I went and had dinner, still got to the meeting an hour early, and sat in the parking lot and played games on my phone.
Yep.
Great meeting, though. Largest NA symbol in the world up on the wall. It's like 20 by 20 feet or 25 feet by 25 feet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's no secret about where you are. I threw in a little thing. I said, you know, I had been at an AA meeting and someone mentioned the word clean and people were all up in arms. And I said, you know, if you hear clean in an AA meeting and if that's the worst thing that happens to you today, you know, I think your life's pretty effing good because, you know, me on the steps of a church, raining, homeless, with a needle hanging out of my arm is a bad day.
Yeah.
So. And I kind of did that. I said, because, you know, I know people kind of do that if people say sober in an NA meeting, too. And I said, you know, remember, we're all on the same team. And I think because I used the AA thing first, people were like, oh, yeah, that's horrible if someone would do that. And then I was like, yeah, because I hear that about sober in NA, too. And then kind of people were kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, we do that, too. So, Shelley.
What?
Easter's coming up.
Glory, hallelujah.
What are we going to do with the...
Christ is risen.
What are we going to do with the bumper snoot?
Bumper snoot, not bumper snoot.
Bumper snoot.
What are you going to do with the grandkid?
Shelley, can I bumper snoot later?
Hopefully. I mean, I prefaced our kids with this at lunch today. Hopefully we can take him to church with us because we have a giant Easter egg hunt after the service. And at our church, we do this really cool thing after the Christmas service and the Easter service. We do the Hallelujah Chorus. But we invite...
Hallelujah.
Yeah. The King of Kings. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. We invite the entire congregation, whoever in the congregation wants to come up into the choir loft with us, because the feeling of the organ playing that, and the pipes are right under the choir loft. Yeah. And a full choir, all the voices, the physical feeling of that is the most amazing thing I've ever experienced, almost. There are a few other really amazing things I've experienced.
Like what?
Well, we don't need to get into that on the air. Huh?
In choir lofts?
No, kinky. Not in church.
Not yet. Not yet. So
we do that, and there's an Easter egg hunt, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm hoping that we can get the Bumbersnoot and the rest of the family to come for the service. That would be nice.
All right, cool.
And then after that, I'll probably go home and take a nap.
Doing any traveling coming up, Mark? I know you've been going here and there and everywhere.
Not on the near horizon. I'm around for a bit.
Awesome.
Subject to change without notice.
How are the kids?
Kids are great.
You know what's funny?
The kids are all right.
Kids are all right.
Your daughter, who I affectionately Brooke? Call Rugburn.
Uh-huh.
She came to my store one time with Mark, and she had these two Rugburns on her knee. I said, "How'd you get those?" And she looks at me, she goes, "Oh, yeah, I got them last night in a motel room." And I look over, Mark's like, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, I was there with a bunch of guys." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, I knew where they were.
So she's in my phone as Brooke Rugburn.
Uh-huh.
And she's on my Snapchat, but I don't think it's her.
No?
No, because it's always these two black girls up. And I'm like,
That would not be her, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not her.
No.
So I'm going to have to take that one out of there.
Yep. Kids are good. Grandson's good.
Grandsons are always good.
Yeah. And July, I'm taking him to the San Diego Zoo for his first trip.
Oh, that would be good to take Elliot to the zoo.
No, you know where we're taking Elliot for his... We're going to take him to see the original Muppet movie, remember? At the Regency the first week of April.
Oh, yes. Cool.
A thing that's
they do it once a month at no, it's every Tuesday at the Regency in by Citrus College. They do like a retro movie.
Awesome.
They just did. I think last week they did. Oh God, now I've forgotten the name of the movie. The Dude Abides.
Hmm? Oh, it's got. Now I can't even think of who it is. It's in. The Big Lebowski.
That one. They did that one last week. And, like, they do the Rocky Horror Picture Show, like, once every couple of months. And
sure.
Some really good stuff in the lineup. They did the original Die Hard the week of Christmas. Because that's a Christmas
great
movie.
Christmas movie.
It is a great Christmas movie. So they're doing the original Muppet movie. I think it's the first Tuesday in April.
Let's go to the coast.
And we're going to take
him. Have a few laughs. The movie theater that I went and saw, London Has Fallen, in, they have a thing like that as well. And they have, like, six movies in a row. You can buy a ticket to all six of them for like $30. And they had, one of them's Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. One of them was To Kill a Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. Mm. But the one that
excellent.
I would have gone to see, I would go see it for sure on the big screen. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
I saw that on the big screen when it came out.
And dude, it was, at the time, that had like everybody who has anybody in it. I mean, it had Spencer Tracy and Jonathan Winters and
DeLuise and
Mickey Rooney and mm-hmm. and Buddy Hackett and mm-hmm. I mean there was just a Sid Caesar and Ethel Merman and
it was
just a great movie. Not quite as good as Viva Max, but
yeah, Lee said soonest mended on the Viva Max thing. Jeez,
you ever seen Viva Max? Dude, you got to see Viva Max.
You're not missing anything.
I know. Bruce has a strange viewpoint.
It's got Peter Ustinov in it. It's got Jonathan Winters in it.
Well, Jonathan Winters makes it worth seeing.
Jonathan Winters plays a... The story is this Mexican general to try and impress his girlfriend. They're going to march in this parade in San Antonio, and he decides he's going to retake the Alamo. And he asks to talk to a general of the United States, because he's going to give it back, but he needs to make an agreement with a general of his own rank, and the only guy available that's a general is Jonathan Winters, who runs the local paint store, but he's the general of the Army Reserve in the area. So I don't know. It's funny. It's got Stacy Keach in it, and it's quite funny. Well, my friends, It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Okay, let's see. We have shout outs.
We do very fast dudes, too.
To Natalie,
I have to adjust
Carol,
my
John,
dudes from week to week according to who's doing what.
Joey, yeah. Sally, James, Dan, Stryker, Alec. One of these days, the intro shout outs are going to take like 45 minutes.
I know.
Dan Stryker, Alexandria, Elizabeth, Neil, Monty, and Take 12 Radio, Donald, Georgette, Bill, Fran, and our new follower, Ruth.
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 She's
Ruth.
A doctor.
Ruth. Baby Ruth.
I wonder
Ruth.
If she's a doctor.
Ruth.
The first one.
This is from Goonies. The
first
baby
one's
Ruth.
From Elizabeth. This is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A guy was arrested twice in one day.
Almost a hat trick.
Let me get down to how this thing started. So he got arrested originally, for drunk driving. And
they didn't give him his keys back, did they?
Well, okay, so it's kind of a big thing because he was drunk driving. He was already quite drunk when he was in the ambulance. He was in an ambulance, and he started groping the female paramedic.
Where'd the ambulance come
while
from?
While attempting to expose himself to her. When he arrived at the hospital, he caused enough a disturbance that they sent him back to the waiting arms of the police. Now, when he got out of the holding cell, he stole a police car.
Oh.
And so got arrested for stealing the police car. So he's got all kinds of charges against him now. So,
wait,
yes,
how did he end up? Wait, did he get the DUI first, then ended up in an ambulance?
He didn't have a DUI then. He got the DUI in the cop car.
Okay, so what did he get arrested for the first time?
Because he was groping the female
sexual
paramedic.
Battery.
He had lacerations in his face, but they weren't sure from what. But
so that's why he ended up in the ambulance.
They thought the right thing to do was to call an ambulance for the guy, and he was a homeless guy, and he was an interesting looking cat. Now then, they held him overnight and they released him. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, it makes perfect sense. You get out of the hospital, you see a police car sitting there, you steal it. I mean, what logical person wouldn't think that?
Interestingly enough, this came from
that.
Elizabeth, and he was, oh, he got apprehended again after all this in the town of Elizabeth, sent in from Elizabeth, for a number of crimes. Theft, receiving stolen property, indecent assault, open lewdness, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness. This is right after getting let out again.
Well, he had a police car. He had to do something fun with it.
Yeah.
Jeez. They're always trying to bring people down.
This is from Malakoff, Texas. I found this one. So there's a Texas news team, and they're doing a report on flooding and storm damage in the area. And they're videotaping all these things. And while they're videotaping, in the background, the cameraman notices that there is a dog sitting like a human in the seat of a riding lawnmower that appears to be cutting the grass. And, let's see. The KYTX-TV reporter Andrea Martinez and photojournalist Jason Garrett were just getting ready to deliver this story, and they spot something odd in the distance. So the cameraman zooms the camera in and on the nearby resident's yard, and the dog is sitting calmly in the front seat of a lawnmower with one paw on the steering wheel, apparently mowing the lawn. And
awesome.
They said that they're happy to report the dog appeared to not be harmed. The thing eventually just stopped running. The dog jumped down off of it. No one, went out to see the dog. The thing stopped running, which they said was kind of strange because normally you have to keep the thing running. So they don't know how it was done, but they said the dog was unharmed. So, but
he got his allowance docked for not finishing the lawn.
Yeah, they got a lot of views apparently on the video of that as well.
That's hilarious. I wish we had a dog that was that smart. Our dogs can't even manage to get out of their own bedding.
Oh my God,
they really can't.
I'm calling the dogs to go outside. I go in. the dog is inside the sheet?
Because we just use old blankets and sheets and pillow. Whatever is old that we're not going to use anymore, I throw in their pen for their bedding.
Right.
This dog has got the elastic fitted sheet wrapped around him. And you can see his tail wagging, or her tail wagging. But she cannot get out of it. And she's trying to get out of it. I start to pull it off her. I almost can't get it off her. She's like so wound up in this thing. It was incredible.
I know, but it's not just the I probably won't put that fitted sheet in there anymore because she gets trapped in that. But she gets trapped in anything. She can't get out. She'll curl up next to me under the covers in the bed and just trying to wiggle out of that. I mean, there's a clear exit. Our dogs are they are bears of very little brains. I'm just saying. And, you know, God gave me the dogs that best reflect me. And that is that is very clear.
You know, I have a news story that I didn't put in the news stories. It's going to seem old by the time you guys hear this show, but I would feel remiss if I didn't mention the passing of Nancy Reagan.
We did that on the last show.
On the last show.
Two shows ago.
Never mind. Oops.
There is a famous celebrity death, though.
Who?
I can't remember which one it was, but it was Palmer, or was it Emerson or Lake?
Welcome all my friends Emerson. To the show that may
is
have
it Emerson?
Just ended.
Okay, I knew it was one of them.
Yep.
Just passed away. And his death is actually being investigated because it may be a suicide. But he was 70, 71, and he very ill.
Hmm. Yep.
So.
Apparently the show is ending for the show that will never end.
Yes.
From Elizabeth. Elizabeth was on fire. Lubbock, Texas. A woman was arrested for abandoning her 3-year-old girl. Who the girl told the police, allegedly told the police, that she was hungry multiple times and at one point said, I need a beer. 3-year-old.
The 3-year-old?
Said, I need a beer. When they went to Shauna Lee Bennett's home, three names, on a report that her 3-year-old daughter had been left alone. They went there and they said the girl was dirty and covered in red bumps. The officers knocked on the door, so they said no one answered, so the officers went inside, which means they probably bashed in the door. The guy said he was overwhelmed by the filthy state of the apartment.
Oh.
And there were piles of dirty and moldy dishes on the counter, blah, 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 blah. There was trash everywhere. The girl said, I'm hungry, and I need a beer. So, obviously...
Did they get her a beer?
I don't think so. But
what good were they?
Yeah.
You know, the
what kind of rescue was that?
You know.
The officer was quoted as saying, I had probable cause to believe the little girl had not been fed, washed, or provided any type of general medical care or treatment for an unsafe amount of time. So they displaced, or they placed the child with protective services.
Good.
And they arrested her on lieu of $15,000 bail.
For underage drinking?
Huh?
They arrested her for underage drinking?
Or child abandonment?
No, no. Yeah,
oh, they had arrested the mom. Yes. Okay. You didn't make that part clear.
I sure didn't.
Good.
Donald.
Hope she doesn't get her kid back.
As alluded to on the last show, Donald sent this in. Johnson City, Tennessee.
Okay.
Applebee's.
Yes.
Accidentally served 3 kids adult root beer. There is apparently now a root beer called Not Your Father's Root Beer, which is made by, like, Anheuser-Busch, 5.5 to 6%. It's just like A&W or Barks or something like that, but with a punch. And apparently the problem was that they used to serve – they just changed the serving glasses. Mm-hmm. And they had always served this certain booze in the same glasses that they used to serve regular root beer in, but they changed that, and this new server didn't know, who now is being redone. But, I mean, the one kid kept saying he didn't like his root beer, he didn't like his root beer. The other kid, the 9-year-old, downed his root beer. And
they then pounded his friends.
They ended up taking him to the hospital with stomach pain, but it didn't say if it was, you know, what exactly it was. Applebee's did say, quote, sincere apologies were made. The family accepted dinners, our guests. An immediate retraining of all team members on duty took place. The offending employee was suspended. And you know, one of the cops said, it's probably inevitable that spiked root beer could create confusion for some.
Why did the employee get suspended? Because that's an honest mistake. That's just a bad mistake, yeah, but I wouldn't suspend somebody over that. The retraining thing is appropriate. But if the server didn't know, she set out, hey, let's get these kids drunk and see what happens.
Well, then I found this. Detroit, Michigan, not to be outdone by Applebee's, a Detroit restaurant inadvertently got a four-year-old drunk over the weekend.
Oops.
On a virgin strawberry daiquiri that got served not a virgin strawberry daiquiri.
That had already been done?
Yeah. Taria Smith and her family
wasn't the virgin it claimed to be.
It was a slutty daiquiri.
We're dining at a Mexican restaurant called Armando's. So not to be outdone by Applebee's, Armando's is heard from. The little girl ordered a non-alcoholic daiquiri. Was served a regular one instead.
Who orders a virgin daiquiri for their four-year-old?
Well,
it's a strawberry
here's the thing.
Apple juice. You get apple juice for a four-year-old.
Well, they like to feel grown up, you know.
The server is not being held for anything because she delivered the adult put in the drink. She mistakenly gave the adult a regular strawberry daiquiri because it was going to the adult. And didn't realize it was even going to a child at all.
Yeah, why would you?
However, it was still, they didn't notice until their daughter started acting funny.
And fell asleep in her menudo.
Yeah. The restaurant offered to call 911, but they did take her daughter to the hospital a few hours later, and a urine test showed no alcohol.
Well, so, no, but then it was, I mean, a few hours later, it would have metastasized out of her system. Did, is that the word, metastasized?
Sure, we'll
they
go with that.
They did file a police report.
I don't think that's the word.
That's not the word.
No, the customer did, so.
Okay.
It's not the word. Metastasize is what happens when you have cancer.
Right, that's where
metabolized.
Starts. Metabolized.
That's the word I'm
Here's
looking for.
Here's another one from
Good
Elizabeth.
Job, Shelley.
On fire. This, the location of this is 30,000 feet over the U.S.
There's a club for that.
The lead name,
the Mile High Club.
The lead name on this story was
Multiple Mile High Club.
The lead name on this story was Coffee, Tea, or Mayhem. So, 30,000 feet, five drunk female passengers.
It's a party.
Going from Baltimore to L.A. So
cat
this
fight,
is somewhere. Decided to start blaring loud music on a boombox in the middle of the plane.
Who has a boombox anymore?
Spirit Flight 141. I don't know what Spirit is.
Spirit Airlines.
Well, okay.
The worst airline in the United States.
Oh, it wasn't it wasn't five women that were playing the music. It was five women involved in the altercation. It was two drunk women playing the music.
Yeah.
When other passengers began to tell them, hey, you know what, this is really getting annoying, they put the volume up, put the boombox up on their shoulder, and started dancing right in front of the people.
Who owns a boombox anymore, number one? Number two, what airline lets them take it on with them?
It's a radio. Why can't you take it on a plane?
Flight attendant said...
Maybe I'm thinking of a different kind of boombox.
The flight attendant said they were trying to provoke the other customers, so they're holding up the boombox in the air, waving it around and dancing in front of
them. And they succeeded.
The three other women approached them, and all hell broke loose, according to the stewardess.
It was quite the brawl.
well, and apparently, as is what happens these days, because I found another story about the same thing, because this kind of stopped right there, just said that police officials, the air marshal got involved.
Oh, but he
did.
Shot all of them. No, <just kidding>.
I would have.
But the air marshal.
I got six shots and five girls.
The air marshal.
Can you two line up?
Over
yeah.
The,
yeah, one behind the other. That'll work, honey. No, honey. Just a little left. I got to line up your hearts.
Yep.
Now, interestingly enough, the air marshal turns them over to L.A. police officers. And they met the plane when it landed. They took the five offending women off the plane. No one was immediately arrested or charged. which I thought was weird.
How?
Yeah,
you can't even take a plastic straw on a plane these days.
There's for sure assault and battery happening here because it had to get broken up. Elizabeth again.
Yeah, she's doing a yeoman's job for us these days, finding stories.
I love when they get on fire early.
Yeah.
Fran used to send us 10 stories a week.
Well, and then then Fran started getting a million hours at work all the time, so she doesn't have the time anymore.
This is in Macomb County, Michigan.
Macomb?
Make him do whatever.
A motorist apparently knew he was headed to jail, but he has some unfinished business. So they're pulling him over for a traffic stop because of his plates, his plates. So he just keeps driving for several miles, even though they've lit him up, like slow speed chase, because he wanted to finish his joint. He said,
good idea.
Well, that's legit.
I'm going to jail anyway, so I might as well finish my joint. And the further on in the story, the guy says, "Wait, you got to give it to the guy. At least, you know." He goes, "It's one of the better stories. You know, normally they're trying to get out of something or do something or throw something out the window." He told us he was smoking a joint. He told us he had to finish the joint. He didn't have the joint any longer when he got pulled over. But,
And he kept driving slower and slower.
So I was going to say it was a slow speed chase.
It did turn out that he had multiple warrants, including Florida. So he is going to be in for a while. And they did find open alcohol and marijuana in the vehicle. So he's going to go do some time. And the final one is Miami.
Florida.
A naked woman was taken into custody for disorderly conduct outside of a gentleman's club.
And searched four times?
Yeah. This was, where is her name? Llanos. Her name is something Llanos. Oh, Tayana Sade Llanos. She was taken into custody because...
what was her stripper name?
Two women arguing.
It is her stripper name.
Outside the gentleman's club, Miami-Dade police said. So the chick is naked outside talking, so it's indecent exposure and all that.
So the gentleman's club had no ladies, obviously, there.
Apparently. Yes. Now, wait a minute, but indecent exposure, this is Florida. Is there such a thing?
I don't know. Well, it's Miami-Dade County. And
How naked do you have to be considered naked?
Even though hookers wear sensible shoes in Dade County. But the officers asked her several times to put her clothes back on, but she kept refusing. So she's listed in the report as being a dancer at the club. Go figure. She had a strong odor of alcohol in her breath, so then she's going to get drunk in public. And so they put her in the back of the police car, handcuffed, and then she kicks out the side window with her bare feet. And breaks the window out.
Ow.
So now she's also
bleeding,
going in for criminal mischief, as well as
and stitches,
drunk in public, as well as lewd and lascivious conduct. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress 2. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Recovery 101, clean and sober.
So we're back.
We are.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back, Shelly. She's waving.
She won't even pick up her microphone.
Yeah, no, she's not even. Shelly, you have to pick it up for this.
I'm so tired.
You have a book available for Kindle on Amazon.
Yes, if you go to Amazon, type in my name, Shelly Burnett, or the title is Shelly Burnett Updated or Status. It's available as an ebook. It's $2.99. It's a social media memoir.
What if I don't have a Kindle?
You can download the free Kindle app for any device, and you can read all sorts of content that way from Amazon.
When you said you could download the Kindle app for any device, I just started thinking of all the devices that you could not download it for.
Well, like toasters?
Won't go on my flip phone.
Vibrator was the one that immediately popped up.
I know, because you are Mr. Inappropriate.
Shocking.
Sewing machines, you know, whatever.
Ah, crap, it was Sunday. Oh.
Yeah, it still is Sunday.
It's still Sunday.
I know, but Mark said that he was going to help me go and get, but then he wasn't here because Zoe was here and he was taking care of his kid. Our friend Rhonda is saving me an old sewing machine table.
That's true.
And we need to go pick it up because she's storing it in our garage. She's going to throw it away if I don't go pick it up.
All right, well, we'll go get it. So, we have a topic. My good friend Stretch came and spoke at our Thursday night meeting. They call him Stretch because he's like 6'6 or 6'7. He's a big, tall guy.
He's a big guy.
Too tall to be allowed.
And it's funny because part of his share, he was talking about when he used to get picked on when he was a kid. I'm like, apparently he had not grown into his full size yet.
Yep.
Because
I wouldn't have picked on him.
He doesn't look like an ass kicker guy, although he looks like he probably could. But he's a really nice guy, but he's really big, and I can't imagine anyone effing with him really for any reason. But he was in his share, was talking about resting on your laurels and how you have to be careful about resting on your laurels. And it seemed like something good to talk about because we see it. We've seen it many times.
We do it.
So
I got big old laurels. They're quite comfy.
Oh.
I have feather laurels. I can just rest
feather
on
laurels.
Right.
I have tight dudes. So I don't have the comfy laurels that I should have. So what do you think, Shelly? You run into people that do that or have done that or do that?
I want to do that so badly right now. I do not want to sponsor anybody. I just want to go and sit in the back of the meeting and listen for an hour and then go home. I don't want to. I'm in a phase right now where I'm like tired.
I love it. The other day she says, I don't want to sponsor anyone.
Oh, God.
20 minutes later, someone asked her to sponsor.
I'm like,
I've got one guy right now that I'm sponsoring three guys. I got only one that's calling me right now. And he'll call me, then he'll call me 2 days later, then he'll call me 2 days later, then he'll call me the next day. Then he doesn't call me for like a week and a half, and then he'll call me the next day. And then so it kind of goes on like that. And he called me 2 days ago. And I answer the phone, and he just starts talking about his day.
And you're like, wow, I haven't heard from you for a while.
No, you know that kind of sponsor sense you have? It's like spider sense?
Yeah, sponsor dinger.
You're like, what's really wrong?
No, I said to him, I said, hey. And he's going, hey. He goes, hey, whoa. He goes, yeah. I go, when's the last time you went to a meeting? Dead silence.
And this is a guy who really shouldn't be resting on his laurels, right? Or should he?
Yeah,
I mean, how long is he? I mean, you should never.
Yeah, so, you know, it's. And I said, and he goes, I haven't been to one in a while.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't been to one in a while. I go, I can hear it in your voice, man.
Well, you know when he went? He went
Thursday.
Didn't he go Thursday?
No, he didn't come Thursday.
Oh, the Thursday before.
No, it was like a month ago.
No, he didn't come Thursday before either. I've been those last two meetings.
It was like a month ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like.
It was 3 weeks ago then.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So
everything's
like,
going good.
He's like. He goes, God, isn't this disease funny? He goes, I've just felt different lately. I said, dude, I can hear it in your voice.
You're not going to meetings. That's why it's different.
Yeah. He goes, this disease is cutting and baffling, isn't it? I'm like, well, at least you're still reading the book.
Well, there you go. Now, Mark.
So, he went the next day.
I know, because my own sponsor, my sponsor, who has a modicum of time.
He does.
I'm not even, it's 32? 32.
33. He's got 2 years more than I do. Yeah.
And I met him at Starbucks. Now,
I met him before you did.
I didn't meet him for program, but what would happen is I would go down to Starbucks and I would smoke a cigar out on the patio. And I used to see this guy smoking a cigar. And one time I went down there and I wasn't with anyone. And I see this guy smoking a cigar. I go, hey, you mind if I sit with you? And he goes, no. And we're talking. And as we're talking, I'm getting that definite vibe of the occasional program speak coming out in regular conversation.
You're getting that nonsense?
You know, like we'll be talking about something. He'll be like, oh, you know, it is what it is, you know. And, and you know, is what it is isn't necessarily programmed. But then, but he'd say something. He'd say, well, you know, that's – I love this copy here. That's why I keep coming back. And I'm like – and I asked him one time. I said, are you a friend of Bill W.? And he goes, well, as a matter of fact, I am. And at the time, it was like 25 years or something. Yeah. And I'm like
– longer than that.
Where do you go to meetings? Yeah. Because I – don't ever see you.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I haven't been in a while. And I'm like, and of course, you know, my spidey senses go up. I'm like, you know, because I've always had it drilled into me. You go to meetings, you go to meetings. And I'm like, well, why not? And he's like, well, I just haven't really felt like it. So I would always invite him to come to the Tuesday night meeting. And he'd say, maybe. So one day I get asked to speak at this meeting in Hollywood that is at a cigar lounge. And I said, Roger, I found this meeting in Hollywood that's a cigar meeting at a cigar shop. And his ears pricked up. He goes, really? And he went. And then he started going to meetings, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Now, you have experience with you basically were one of the guys that started the Thursday night meeting that I always go to.
Yeah.
And one night, I'm there, and I see you come in, and I'm like, he looks familiar. And you came up and you go, Bruce. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I know you. And you're like, yeah, from here. And I'm like, and I'm thinking.
And you're like, I've been here for like 8 years. What are you talking
about? And I'm thinking, so how was it when you were out there? And you're like, no, I didn't get loaded. And I'm like, so tell, give that.
No, I just, you know, the longer you quit going to meetings, the easier it is to stay quit going to meetings.
Right.
And, you know, it's really funny because I did all the other stuff. We had an issue, and I'm a CA guy.
Right.
I'm not a guy who said, okay, well, CA saved my life. I go to CA. I go to maybe six AA meetings a year.
Yeah.
And everything else is CA, and I go to the one NA meeting and go speak.
Yeah,
Because you gave her my number. Thank you so much.
It's been 2 years, by the way.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving her my number.
Well, and, she asked if I knew anyone.
Yeah, I know. I know. I do that to you when people ask me that question, too. Anyway, there was a big brouhaha in CA back in about 93. And I quit going. Talked to my sponsor a couple times a week, read the book, worked the steps. But just quit going to meetings.
Yeah, I got to be honest. If I wasn't going to meetings for a long time, cracking the book is probably not going to be one of the things I'm going to do.
Yeah, you know,
crack open the book for a little light reading.
Crack open the book because you're going to be talking to your sponsor next week. I will ask you a question. So that
when your guy talks to you, and you haven't heard him for a while, he says, oh, you know, and he throws out something from the book, and you go, oh, at least you're still reading your book. He's like, yep, just read a chapter right now.
That's right. Got it in front of me.
right before he called you.
That's right. So, and, you know, so I didn't go. And I'll tell you what, as life crept in, pretty soon I didn't even think about going.
And then programs started creeping out.
And then a lot of behaviors started creeping back in. Not getting loaded behaviors, but just
other behaviors.
Ism behaviors.
Yes, the I, self, and me.
Yeah.
You became difficult to live with.
I became difficult to live with, and I lived alone.
Well, that'll do it.
So, and my wife and I kind of split up. and I was pretty upset about it. And I thought, I'm going to go to Mass.
Oh, that'll fix it.
I went, wait a second. I'm not Catholic.
Well, where's your Mass at?
Yeah, I'm not Catholic. And I thought, I could go to an AA meeting.
You said, if I'm considering going to Mass and I'm not Catholic, I should probably
be doing something. And I went to the Triangle Club, a club here in Pomona, a local club. Now, I didn't even know where the Triangle Club was. I had never been there. And I went.
Close to the freeway.
Yep. And I went and I walked in and I sat in the back of the room and I listened for an hour. Walked out and realized later in the day I felt better. Just a little. And so I went up and checked to see where there were CA meetings. Couldn't believe the Thursday night meeting was still there.
And rocking at that
time. And rocking.
It was funny because when I saw you there, and I said, God, I haven't seen you in a long time. You said, well, I took a little break from meetings. I said, because I asked you, I said, well, how was it out there or something like that? Yeah. And you said, well, I didn't go out. And and I said, oh, well, you know, so why are you back around here? And you said, I think the quote was, I was feeling a little squirrely.
Yeah.
Not getting loaded squirrely, yeah. But just squirrely.
Behaviorally squirrely.
Squirrely.
Yeah. Yeah, I took a, you know, I was like the Eagles.
Yeah, the hell freezes over too.
Yeah, we didn't break up. We just took a 14-year vacation.
Right, right.
So I took a little decade break or so.
How about the people that aren't really, I wouldn't say they're resting on their laurels per se, but like we used to go to a meeting that Shelley was a secretary of for quite a while, big meeting, and there was a guy that used to go there, and he's passed away now, so it doesn't matter
who
uses his name. No, Indian Chuck.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Now, Indian Chuck would go to lots of meetings. I mean, he went to lots of meetings, but I always got the opinion like that he was sort of resting on his laurels. He would go to meetings and he would show up and do things, but it was like, did you ever get that feeling, Shelley? Like he would go to meetings, but he didn't seem like he was, I don't know. I always got the vibe like he would go talk to people like chicks, but like he'd be involved in a conversation with someone, like some guy. And some girl would walk up, and he would walk away right in the middle of the conversation with this guy and just walk away. It was like not so much like helping the newcomer as let me help myself to meet this
girl. Is
this
like the difference between being in a meeting and at a meeting?
Right. That's what it was like. That's what it was like.
Well, he'd gotten to – I mean, Chuck had a lot of awesome program in there. It was just he'd gotten to the point where he was doing the thing, and a lot of people who rest on their laurels do this. They do a standard share all the time. I heard him do the same share at I don't know how many meetings in the last couple of years before he passed away. And clearly he was resting on his laurels because he went back out and it killed him.
Yeah. Mark, what's the standard share?
Well, when there's not a speaker involved, it's...
Or if there's a speaker involved. Or the leader.
Happy to be
Bruce,
here.
Bruce, thank you for your share. I got a lot out of it. Welcome to all the newcomers and congratulations to all those who took chips and happy birthday to you, you, and you.
Yeah. It's like wow.
Well, it was more than that. I mean,
I don't know anything, but here's what I know. I always love when that line comes.
Okay, that one drives me crazy. Absolutely drives me crazy. Drives me insane when somebody who's got time says this in a meeting. And I understand where it comes from, but I think that it's
disingenuous?
Yes, when they say...
Our humility is disingenuous?
No, when they say something, when they say this. Well, you know, I've been around a long time, but the longer I'm here, the more I realize I don't know anything. And I'm thinking, if you have been here this long and you don't know anything, you're not listening. Yeah. Oh, that drives me crazy.
You know what Socrates said? The man who truly has wisdom is the man who has come to the point that he realizes he really doesn't know anything.
That's not what that means. The man who comes to true wisdom has realized that he can always learn. It's not necessarily that he doesn't know anything, but that he never stops learning.
I think the quote is that he doesn't know anything.
But that's not the intention. That's not the meaning.
See that? And that's, you know what? And Shelley and I have talked about this many times. That's the difference between men and women. I look at what he said. Shelley says, here's what he meant.
We don't even know if that's exactly what he said. It was a bazillion years ago, and God knows how the language has changed.
I read it on Facebook. It must be true. It's like the thing that says you can't believe every quote you read on Facebook, and then it says Abraham Lincoln, 1865.
Yeah.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln's greatest quotes.
Yeah. So how about the people in the program? And you see them at meetings, and you see them going to meetings, but you definitely get the idea that they're at a meeting instead of in a meeting.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's people with time. Sometimes it's people that have no right to be resting on any. I rested on my laurels when I got 60 days. That's why I never got 90 days for 8.5 years. I'd get 30 days. I'd be like, oh, I got
it. I have arrived. Yeah. We got this.
How about that, Shelley? You see any, you know, without naming names?
Yeah. I mean,
how about
it's the person that comes into the meeting, barely says hi to anybody, sits down, listens, leaves the exact second it's over, or skips out on the prayer and just...
I know someone...
Leaves at the break.
Our meeting. I haven't seen him at the meeting in a few weeks because he let the meeting go dark. But I got the impression, you know, this guy's got 3 years or something, and it was like getting speakers was too much work. You know, I'll just go there, I'll just wing it, I'll just get someone to speak.
Pick a face out of the crowd.
I'll pick the girl that's got 16 days from the recovery program to be our main speaker.
She was actually not bad.
Okay, well, you know, moving on from that, we can now put that resentment to rest and move on.
No, I'm not resentful at him at all. I got a new job out of it.
Till you screw up as secretary, then we'll all make fun of you.
No, yeah, that's true. I will never screw up as coffee maker because I just won't.
Oh, you rock as coffee maker. Coffee, tea, hot chocolate.
I was trying to get hot apple. I love hot apple cider.
Oh, hot apple cider would be
great.
I couldn't
find the little packets. I'm going to go over to Vaughn's in a little bit after we finish this because I got to get some creamer. So maybe
you also be great.
Donuts.
Kahlua and coffee.
Yeah, not going to happen. Okay. Not on my watch. Yeah, not donuts, on my watch,
donuts,
buddy.
Donuts would be good, too. That meeting used to be known for its
donuts. The other day, and the problem for me getting donuts right now is I have been picking up two people to take them to the meeting.
Yeah.
And when I get off work at 7, and then I'm either going home to pick her up or going home to eat, and then picking them up at 7:30 and getting them to the meeting so she can start coffee, I'm not having the time to stop at the donut guy. And that's unfortunate because the donut thing is our friend Raul used to say, come for the sugar and stay for the recovery.
That's right.
You know. Yeah. How about what other ways can we rest on our laurels? We can certainly do it away from the program as well. You know, there's people that do it at work, I'm sure. People that they've had the same job for a long time and they just kind of...
I never rested on my laurels at work, which is why I no longer work there. That's the problem with when you are a good employee. They do this interesting thing where they give you everyone else's job too. Because you're so good at what you're doing. And then it causes massive workplace stress.
If you want to get something done,
give it to a busy person. Yeah. Because the busy person will just say, because they don't have time to argue with you, so I'm fine, whatever. And they just will take it and figure out a way to do it. And I did that for years, so.
Yeah. You know, it's like that shirt that says, poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my end.
That is true. I've rested on my laurels spiritually.
That's
gone to, you know, I do my basic recovery, my program prayer stuff, the stuff that I worked out with my sponsor, because I'm not really good. I'm not a good prayer.
Do you find an issue with that statement?
What?
I do my program prayers.
Well,
like if you just recorded them, you could just go ahead and play it every morning while you're doing something else.
Well, actually, I kind of can. That's what I mean. I mean, I
know
my sponsor and I worked out a system for me because I you know, we're supposed to do the morning prayer and meditation bit, and I would always forget, or I can't, I'm not a good prayer. I don't pray the way I feel like you're supposed to. So she told me, well, what do you want to pray? I mean, this is you and your higher power. This isn't, you know, this isn't scripted. And so I do the same thing every day. You know, I get up, I say, thanks for the day, God, let's get started. Then I pray, and then I talk to God, like a conversation throughout the day. But it has become quite rote. You know, I've been doing this for years now. And it felt sort of Laurel Rest-y, like I was napping a bit spiritually. So this Lent, I took it turned out to be a 7-week Bible study course, which was actually the history of, and it wasn't so much the Gospels. Really fascinating course. That actually has helped me a lot. Unfortunately, well, actually it has helped me, because if I hadn't done that, I'd probably either be in heavy-duty psychiatric treatment or in charter right now. Because I'm having some outside issues going on, and things are going funky in my head, but I spent the time to revitalize my spiritual connection, and that's actually helped, because I've gone back and done some, not just reading the big book, but reading the Bible, reading other spiritually related literature. I have a little book that I took out the other day, written by Saint Francis, on humility. Fascinating little book. So, I mean, yeah, you can get in a rut spiritually, too. And I think it was probably a God shot that the Bible study came along when it did, you know, and that helped a lot. Unfortunately, it hasn't helped with my program stuff, because I'm going to the meetings. I'm putting one foot in front of the other right now in my recovery, because I don't want to get into trouble. But at the same time, I'm just tired. And so I'm like, I'm not going to sponsor anybody right now, because all my sponsees either leave or do something nefarious or something happens. I mean,
that's what they do. They're drug addicts and alcoholics.
I know, but it's driving me crazy. You
understand that's our default switch, right?
I know.
I saw a Snapchat from one of her sponsees. They're walking through the grocery store, and there's a shopping cart. And in the top part of the shopping cart, there's like three kinds of booze in there. And it's like, geez, alcoholic or what? I don't know. Yeah. I don't think they were talking about themselves, but whoever they're hanging out with.
Yeah. And even if she is, you know. So the minute I say I'm not going to sponsor anybody anymore, at least not for a while, along comes another one. And you can't say no.
Because you're the only female with time in the room.
Yes.
Well, I think right now I'm the only female with time that she hangs out with, because she goes to that meeting and like one other. And I've been programmed by my sponsors. You can't say no. I mean, unless you have a legitimate reason, you don't say no. So what am I going to say? I said yes. I gave her some instructions. One of the instructions was to call me, which she hasn't done.
Yeah, well,
that's always the tough one.
Yeah.
The 800-pound telephone.
Yeah. That she's on constantly.
Yes. So, then, Shelly?
Yes.
What would your final words on?
Oh, sorry, I was talking a bit long. Muslim. It may be comfortable now, but I don't know if you've ever seen laurels; they can get quite prickly.
No, Mark.
I was going the same direction.
Great minds think alike.
Sometimes you don't even realize when your laurels suddenly turn to crap.
Oh, mine is, if you rest too long on your laurels, you may rest in peace. Oh, mic drop. Mark, we have friends back east and in the Inland Empire.
That would be the 12stepgazette.com and 12stepgazette.com/IE. Go to either one of those sites and check it out. I think you really enjoy what you see. Great recovery-oriented
stuff.
And contact the 12stepgazette.IE. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace like that, and see about getting some copies to strew about the facility to give people something to read.
Awesome. Shelly, people listen to the show.
Still?
Again.
After that monologue I just gave, they probably turned it off in the middle. Oh, geez, she's going on clank.
You get more comments by name of "Oh, I Love Shelley."
Yeah, they're probably saying that anybody. To defend me against you two. What was the question? Oh, they still listen to the show. Anyway, she listened to the show. Sorry, I'm so tired. We really
done.
I know. We really appreciate it that you listen to the show. We love you guys. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted. Thank you very much. That helps us with our demographics. If you're not a member, you'll have the opportunity to become a member. It is free. It is free.
And fun.
You will have the option to like old shows. You can leave comments. You can leave topic suggestions. You can put us on your playlist for all your hot party needs, because I'm sure, you know, everybody wants to do the Doot Dance. And you can follow us so that you can get automatic updates of when we post the shows, which hopefully I can get back on track this week.
Every time I get stuck, every time someone says, you can follow us, freaking Wizard of Oz just comes in. Follow Recovery Show. If you are Facebook friendly, it's real easy to join the Podomatic site. You can click join with Facebook and it will log you. If you're logged in currently, it'll log you right in, or it'll ask you to log in with your Facebook. They don't spam your Facebook page. They don't even spam you. They will send you one email to let you know a new show is uploaded from whatever show you follow. There's all kinds of good shows on there to follow. Our friend the Monty Man does one, and there's all kinds of spirituality shows, and there's meditation shows, and there's music shows. There's everything that you could want on there. Matter of fact, one of our friends the other day, we were talking about how we were on a radio show. He goes, don't say radio show.
Podcast.
He said, say podcast, because that's the hot ticket right now.
That's how you
podcast.
Get the chicks.
And I'm like, sweet.
Dude.
Sweet.
You do that in the meeting, and Shelley looks at me immediately.
Because he does that, then I do it, then I look at you expecting
sweet.
You to...
Yeah. And she looks over at me immediately, and I'm like, dude.
We'll do that when we're like in a grocery store now. Yeah. Be like, dude. She'll be like, sweet, dude. But if you are Facebook friendly, you can also like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to be secretive about your recovery online, but you still want to get some recovery online, you can join the Recovery 101 secret group. That, of course, is a secret. So if you're going to search for it, you're not going to find it.
You should whisper when you tell people about it.
If you're going to go on here, it looks like I'm whispering. If you go to the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, you can send us a message there asking to be joined to the group. If you're on our friends list already, we can add you toot sweet. If not, you'll need to add you as a friend, and so we can add you. Or you can send a message to Shelley Burnett or Bill Piper. They will be happy to add you to the group as well. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send topics to that. If you're in a sober band or you are a sober performer and you'd like us to lead you, use you as lead-out music, you can send us two or three MP3s, a picture that you would like to use for us to make a clickable link, and then we just need a place for the clickable link to go to, whether it's your YouTube or Facebook or SoundCloud or somewhere where you're selling your music. We will be more than happy to do it for you. For free and for fun.
Have we started covering the convention on the fan page yet?
That did get
what
brought
convention?
Up.
The Recovery 101 convention.
I didn't know we were having one. I haven't heard any updates.
France said Vegas. I saw it.
I know, but that doesn't mean we've done anything about it.
Well, we don't need to. We got Fran and Bill and Paul and Brian. And
we're not having a convention.
I do not know if we are or not. We'll have to see. But maybe we should start throwing that about, bantering that about.
And Robert.
All right.
We have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly don't. Shelley, who is the lead out music by?
By our new friend Jam Alkers.
Jam Alkers. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
And beggars and bums and thieves, come gather round for your daily reprieve. All of us here are soaked in sin. Brothers and sisters, I call you my kin. We sang with the band as we shipped out to sea. We toasted the captain while sunk to our knees. We made it to shore by the skins of our necks. We share the scars we received from the wreck. Fathers repeated, the restless, the discontent and disheveled, the young heretics and the rousers of rebels. Now sing with me. Proud fight until my dying breath. So sing with me. Here, oh, here. Not all there. Gather your soldiers and fight to the death. I'll fight this proud fight until my dying breath. See, I'll fight this proud fight until my dying breath.